This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Third time lucky, preparations are underway. As in the past, the South East Radio Group annual convention will be held in the Mount Gambier Scout Hall in Margaret Street, Mount Gambier, on the Queen's Birthday long weekend, June the 11th and 12th, 2022. The program will have the usual highlights, including the convention dinner on Sunday evening. We're hoping the homebrew competition will be a big one, as it is now 3 years since we last hosted the event, and we're sure that a lot of projects have been built during that time. We're currently working on the prizes for that, the door prize plus a raffle. We are inviting people of pre-loved and new equipment to book a table by sending a request to, all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. That's surgeconvention@gmail.com. All prices will remain the same as the last convention, which was held in 2020. Entry to the hall for the 2 days will be $5 per head. Trader tables will be available for $10 each. Book yours now. And the dinner cost is yet to be confirmed, but rest assured, it will be good value for money and of top quality. The convention committee has now established a page on our website for this year's event, and it can be found at surge.org.au. That's serge.org.au. There is a list of pages on the left-hand side and the convention is the second one down. The page will be regularly updated. For any information concerning the 2022 Australian Fox Hunt Championships, please contact Andrew VK5KET via email to, all lowercase of course, Victor Kilo 5 Kilo Echo Tangle Tango, that's VK5KET at wia.org.au. Please keep an eye on the website for updates, and I will also try to keep you posted via these sessions. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. On Saturday the 9th of March 2022, a social get-together and free barbecue is to be held at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, which is located down on Anderson Avenue, North Gunnerg, and the doors will be opening from 10 a.m. VK5DET will be our guest speaker on the Saturday, the 19th of March meeting, and Det will be presenting on the Codan HF radio communication systems and equipment. And Det will be bringing along an expo of Codan equipment of the day, and his presentation will also be hands-on, and we all appreciate the build quality of Codan communication equipment. The barbecue food and soft drink is provided free to all who attend on the day, and you don't have to be a member of Wison South Australia to attend. And most amateur radio operators enjoy a free lunch, don't we? And look forward to being your host and chef again on the day. We'll also be having a information sharing day as well on the upcoming AGL Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 3rd to the 5th of June 2022. And the radio network that we're operating with, along with hands-on education, on our new Motorola XTS 5000 handhelds that will be utilising the field. And we're looking forward to seeing you there on the day, so come along and get a free democracy sausage. Come along the day and have a free democracy barbecue sausage and drink, but also gain some knowledge and education on coding and communication equipment, along with our new Motorola XTS 5000 handhelds. Wison South Australia thanks Scouts SA for permitting Wison SA to use and utilise their great facilities at North Gunnerg. The Wison SA Radio Net is held regularly on the first Sunday of each month, with the next net to be held on Sunday the 6th of March, which is tonight at 2000 hours. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours and everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio license. And you don't have to be a member of WISN either to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by WISN SA committee member Tony Green, VK5FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing and chatting to you on the airwaves tonight from 2000 hours local time. This has been David, VK5 LSB, saying thanks for listening and looking forward to seeing you down at the WISN meeting on the 19th of March and being your host with doors opening at 10 a.m. Stay COVID safe and free all, and 73 till we meet next time. Cheers all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another edition of the North East Radio Club news. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 11th of March, and it's a general meeting, and we're going to have a show and tell night. So come along and bring along any projects that you've got and tell us all about them. And perhaps, you know, show what you intend to make in the future, perhaps. And also, there's a rumour that we may have pancakes on the night. Now, this will be in the meeting hall at Capulet Crescent, so get there around about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and of course all the COVID rules still apply, but anyway we look forward to seeing as many of you there as we can. Don't forget that the general meeting next Friday, the 11th of March, and it's going to be a show and tell. And there will be a tech night on Friday the 25th of March. But at this stage, we haven't worked out a program of events. But keep tuned and we'll let you know as soon as we do. Now, the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library is all back to normal again. And we're getting a good crowd there to talk about all sorts of subjects and have a brew or two and maybe some cake. And don't forget, of course, that before the coffee club, we have the Coffee Corona Club Net on the Houghton Repeater, ably presented by Phil, VK5SRP, and that's at 9 a.m. every Wednesday before the coffee club. So come on up and have a quick chat, or perhaps give your apologies for not attending the library coffee club. So that's every Wednesdays as usual. And of course the F Troop Net is on Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. So that's always a good grouping to come along and have a chat last thing in the week to tell everybody what you've been up to. So don't forget that, the F Troop Net, 5 p.m. every Friday on the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all I've got for this edition. So 73s, good DX and stay negative. This has been Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the AHAS Weekly Broadcast for the 6th of March 2022. G'day, folks. I still do not have any suggestion for sessions at AHAS General Meetings. I cannot put together a calendar until I have suggestions and offers from people who will run these sessions. How about volunteering, please? These sessions can be technical, even radio related, travel, mechanical, or even medical matters. If you can help out, please contact me via email at philstore@adam.com.au. philstore@adam.com.au. Now, it's less than 2 weeks to our next general meeting, and I have decided we should have a buy and sell for the general meeting on the 17th of March. These events are always popular, and all sorts of treasures turn up on the night. I am partly handicapped with a floaty in my left eye, and this is making reading and writing difficult. I think it's gradually going away. Well, that's what I'm told by the eye doctor. The stuff up at the AGM last month was because the office manager Jackie resigned, and the buck still does not have a new person to carry out that job. The stand-in did not seem to know we had booked the whole hall for the Thursday nights. They were of the opinion we'd only booked part of the hall, the back half. When I was negotiating with the former office manager, I made it quite clear that we needed all of the hall, including the screen. Jackie knew we needed all of the hall. It looks like the acting officer manager did not know this. A message from the acting officer manager. As I said in my phone message, we do apologise for the mix-up for your February meeting. I wasn't aware you needed the projector screen, as your booking is for the eastern end of the hall, so didn't arrange for the bikes to be stacked to the side. We also had a large funeral for a long-standing member of the church, and the team setting up didn't think to check the room hire booking, so we used the space for additional seating and to prepare for the morning tea. I'd like to offer you a free booking in compensation, along with our apologies. I do not know why she did not know we use all the hall. I'm sure Jackie would have made it quite clear. I have asked for the free booking for next month. The committee is visiting the National Trust facility at Coromandel Valley today, and that went very, very well. We went to have a look at the facilities and see what they could offer. The only problem is there is no storage for all our stuff, so we'll have to think more about that. The National Trust is keen to negotiate with us, and they're putting on afternoon tea, which was very nice of them. Saturday morning, a problem finding a venue. The halls in the area are booked for all sorts of events on Saturdays and usually all day. I have had a suggestion of venues, but they are either booked well in advance or are in the process of being redeveloped. Stay healthy, stay safe, folks. Talk to you next week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.